Welcome back. We are at our second hour of our day four of T-Touch for You Online. And do you want me to just start off or did you want to talk
No,
about
No, I'm going to talk. Okay. So in this section, we're going to be talking about the body wraps. And can you hold up the book, Robin's book, Sandy? This is all little in the middle, all wrapped up. Improving balance, posture, and overall well-being with the Tillington T-Touch body wraps. We started this many, many years ago, actually for a horse that we found. You can put it down now. I think that a horse that was found tied up to a tree in the woods and was apparently, we don't know what had happened, but the horse was terrified of anything behind them. And I had the idea of making a figure eight rope on the horse to give them a sense of boundaries. And we've been using that for many years to start young, to foals, to teach foals to lead. And it seemed to help relieve, but then actually every time the horse would move the tail, it sort of gave it a little twitch, you know, because of the movement of the rope. And I don't remember at what point I started using actually ace wraps, but of course we didn't have them colored then like this one. They were just like ace bandages, and we just found it incredibly useful. And at some point, and it's been more than 25 years ago, we started doing it on people. And actually, maybe Francis Smith, I saw that you were here. I think you were in one of the, that was in class two, wasn't it? In tech, in the second companion animal training. And I think it was Francis who put the wrap on your head and reported that you can see better. Can you see Francis there, Sandy or Eleanor?
Okay. Yeah. Francis, I think I unmuted you.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
Yes. Yeah.
Can you talk about that?
Oh my gosh.
I remember us standing there. It was outside, and you had that wrap on your head, and you said, "Oh my gosh, I can see better without my glasses." That's what I
right.
remember.
Right.
What year was that?
Oh, well, it
was about 95.
It was in the second training.
Yeah.
Right. 97. Wendy's in the background, and she's saying it was 1996.
96, yeah. Okay. So it was a long time ago. And so we were playing around with the wraps on the head, with the wraps on the shoulders, all these different experiences with wraps that we did. And the most significant, it's actually in Robin's book, that all wrapped up book. It's a story with one of our practitioners for horses who was a physical therapist, Phyllis Bauerlein. And she went home from, doing the wraps on the horses and put it on an 18-year-old young man she'd been working with for years who'd had polio. And he could never do a martial arts kick with his left leg, only with the right leg. And she put the body wrap on him and bam, I remember like it was yesterday, he could put that kick with that other leg. One time. This is the kind of thing that we have seen. And I remember, I think it was 3 years ago in Virginia, we were working with the book here, like Sandy showed us, Robin's book. And I put that shrug wrap on a guy in the class. This young man, I'd say he's in his late 40s, is a trainer, and he'd been badly injured by a horse about 6 weeks before, and he'd been working with a physical therapist, and he'd only been able to raise the right arm partially. We put the shrug wrap on him, and I didn't know he'd been injured, and he couldn't see, you know, because he wasn't going around raising his arms. And suddenly he puts both arms up like this and said, look, I can raise my arm. Just from putting that wrap on him. We have really no reason to, I see you, Francis, to know why it works, but Robin Bernhardt wrote this whole thing. And Francis, you wanted to say something, right?
Yes, in a training in Colorado, we had a woman there that had a head injury, and we had suggested that she walk with the dog on the other side, and she said, I can't do that because I'll fall over. And so we said, well, why don't we try one of these body wraps on you and see what happens? And nothing happened right then, but she came back the next day and she said, I'm so excited. She said, I can do it and I can walk and my balance is so much better. So.
Fantastic. And these are the kind of stories that for those of you who don't know how this works on humans, you've got to hear because it's absolutely amazing. And on this, I'm going to save my head wrap story because I've already given one. But what I wanted you to hear was from Sandy, because Sandy put together in the membership area the study that Robin Bernhardt did. And Sandy, of course, we worked together with this pilot program for brain injury. So Sandy, I'm going to turn this over to you and talk about, you know, what you did, and then how many people actually brought the wraps, like, to, do we have quite a few? Because it would be really cool to just share a few of these wraps. So you go with your story and what you did with brain injuries.
Yeah, so I knew that the T-touches worked very well with horses with neurological deficits. And so in a span of a week, I met three different people who were talking about brain injuries. And so I started this group so that these people could learn how to use T-touch for themselves, for self-help. And during that program that was originally, we started out as a 6-week program and we extended it to a year because they wanted to keep going. It was an extraordinary experience. And so part of that time we were using wraps, and the T-touches themselves were extraordinary. When we got to the wraps, it took it to a whole other level. So one person, I'm going to show you
Sorry, if I can just interrupt. You didn't say these were specifically brain-injured people who were given no other chance for recovery. Is that correct?
Correct, yeah. They had all been told by their physicians that this was as good as your life was going to get, and that there was nothing else that they could do for them medically, and that where you were was what it was going to be like for the rest of your life. Each of them were in a tremendous amount of despair and a tremendous amount of pain, actually, in various ways, and were living with a lot of dysfunction. And as often is the case with brain injuries, it's a little different now, but there's often not a lot that has able to be offered. It is changing. So where we started, let's see if I can move my chair, is with a simple waist wrap. And in the article that is post, oops, I thought I had this all rigged up so that you can see. We started with a waist wrap. I have found that this is often, this is a 3-inch wrap, a regular ACE bandage, and I spring it around back, and you have to find where on your body feels right for you. So you can go ahead and stand up and try this out for yourselves also. And I just lay it along. I don't stretch it. I just lay it along right about where the hip area is and bring it around the other side. and in front. And I personally like it to have a wide spance. And so I bring it on top. Some people like it right over itself. You have to find what works well for you. Some people like it lower. And when I say what works right for you, remember the empowerment feedback scale, and where one is like step away, get away, like yuck, cut it out. And 10 is towards bliss. So see where you are, and we want to find the way that feels towards bliss for you. And I actually, my body wants 2 wraps around the waist right now. I like it a little bit higher also. So my body just went, that feels really, really awesome. And you'll see if it's really tight, it has a very different effect. And what we have found is it's just giving a sense of to the body. When we put this with Terry, who was in our group, she previously was using a cane to find where the ground was. So her proprioception, her sense of where she was in space, was very disoriented. And so she actually would use her cane to find where the ground was so that she could take her next step and feel safe. And she wasn't able to stand and lift one leg off the ground and balance. So when she put this, she said that she felt a sense of comfort and felt more secure. What we did next was really astonishing. This was quite a few years ago. It's probably about 8 or 9 years ago. And the All Wrapped Up book hadn't been written yet. And so this is the 2-inch wrap. What we did next, I asked her where she thought she might want a wrap after she got one on. And one of the things that this does is it really helps you tune into your own body and know to really, really listen and respond. And so she said she wanted something on her head, which surprised her because she had a lot of different kind of head pain. And I just intuitively said, okay, let's try this. And we just brought it back and tied it just, can you see?
Yep.
Like this. And she wanted the tail hanging down. She was really specific about it. I was going to wrap and tuck it. And she said, no, 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 no. And she stood there for a minute, just like this. And you could see her balance. She had been shifted over to one side. And you could see her whole sense of orientation in her body just moving. Literally, you could watch her physically. And all of a sudden, literally all of a sudden, what Linda said about the other person, like a shot, like just like she just stood on one leg and lifted and kicked, you can't even see, and just
really?
and let out this hi-ya. And we were all like, oh my god. And she surprised herself. It was like, because she could not do that before at all, like not even, no cane, no nothing. And she just burst out smiling, which she also wasn't doing before that. And so we started calling it the ninja head wrap. It was so amazing. And so then we had everybody, my head doesn't actually want it on right now. So we started exploring quite a lot with the wraps with our group, with that, with different people and what everybody wanted and what felt right for each individual. And everybody had different experiences, but amazingly powerful. I guess I was rereading as we were preparing for this, I was rereading that the whole article, which you have in your member site and is in the Facebook group, a portion of it, not the whole thing, because the whole thing is about 50 pages, and that Robin wrote up. And
Robin Bernhardt.
Robin Bernhardt, right. who is a licensed clinical social worker and assisted me in this class. And you know, I have kept in touch with them, and they continue to use RAPS and find so much assistance. And I think they all still use the head wrap to bringing them into better focus, actually to help sleep. Susan, one of the people, when I see her, she says, oh yeah, I still use my head wrap. She created this whole configuration that works for her. There's pictures of it in the book and in the article, made a huge difference with sleep, a huge difference with the ability to focus, and a tremendous difference with pain. Tremendous. So did you want me to do anything else, or is that enough for right now?
Well, I think it would be interesting to ask a couple of people. I see Susan Davis is putting on the, what do you call that one? Susan, I forget that. What, you're doing something interesting.
Well, I have neuropathy pain in my toes, and I keep experimenting with different kinds of wraps and whatnot. And since we started this special program a month ago, I have been pulled towards doing all kinds of new wraps, what I consider, well, I'm just doing more with wraps again. And my body is just saying, do this, do that. And I am actually doing something that I haven't done before, is I'm doing multiple wraps, but that's how I feel in this moment. And my feet are feeling better. And I feel like the balls, I've got a wrap around my calf, because I think my calves are part of the problem, around my thighs. And then I put a wrap around my feet and up my leg. And now I'm going, well, you probably can't see it, but I have a wrap going around my groin and over my shoulder. And I think I'm onto something for myself. And so I'm in the moment, I'm in a little bit of a puzzle here, but I know I'm going in the right direction. But the thing is, the neuropathy in my feet has really been a challenge, and right now my feet are feeling better with the wraps I have on. So I need to be mindful of what I'm doing and not get too carried away, but to keep trying. But I've got to do something across my torso, down my back, and back through around my groin.
So that's, can you show us a little bit about what you're doing?
I don't know how I can. Oh dear. Well, I've got this other wrap that I just started. What can you see?
We can see your upper part.
Right, but we can't see.
If you tip your screen, if you tip your screen down, could we see a little more?
Well, let's see here. I'll try. Well, I don't think.
We're getting there.
Oh, we're done. Nice. Well, this is my leg.
For those of you who don't know, you'll see in the book, maybe after Sandy, you could just show one of the leg wraps.
Yeah, it's my leg wrap is pretty much traditional. It's just that I've actually done a wrap just for my calf and my thigh, and then I went back and wrapped another wrap around my foot and did the little crosses up my leg, and now I want to do a cross. Actually, I guess I can do it this way. I want to do a cross around. Yes, I do. That's exactly what I want to do. I've got it going around the crotch and up the back. And I'm telling you, I'm desperate to take care. I believe that this is going to solve my neuropathy in my feet. And I just have to be brave and courageous and just give it a shot. Give it a try. And I'm already feeling better. It's extreme, I know, but this is how I'm putting it together.
Thank you so much. And this is one of the things that's so interesting when you know, by sharing, having us all see this and share each other, will encourage us to try other things that you might not otherwise actually do.
Right. Thank you. And that's how I feel right in the moment. Like, this program gives me the courage to delve right in and say, no harm, try it out. And if it feels right, then do it.
Yes.
And
go on.
No, I'm just, thank you. I'm just thankful for this. But I got to find some more of my pins now.
So one of the things that we want to be sure to remind all of you, if something doesn't feel good, take it off. And there's advice in the book, I believe, that says you should leave the wraps only on for like 20 minutes. That is not my experience. It's in some cases, it might be 5 minutes and you say, I'm going to take it off. I've kept a wrap on, a shrug wrap, all day. If I had an experience where I had 16 horses and 100 people in a one-day training in Austria, and it was really ice cold, and I had been working for weeks and was tired, I put that wrap on under my coat, and I felt fine. Because think what it does. When you put that shrug wrap on, and it encourages you to bring your shoulders back, if you're tired, what happens? You start crunching forward, don't get as much oxygen because your lungs don't work as well. And your attitude is different when you're hunched forward, breathing. And it made a huge, huge difference. I went through the day, the entire day. So pay attention to what you need. Each one of us will be different.
Can I just, since you're talking about the shrug wrap, do you want me to demo that brief?
Well, I was going to see if somebody else would like to.
Perfect.
I see people doing it. Who would like to demonstrate the putting the shrug wrap on?
And then when we can, there's someone who's had their hand raised for quite a while.
Okay, well, we can go there first. Well,
okay, so I'm going to lower the hand. Oops. Oh, God, Linda, I just accidentally muted you. Hold on. Where are you? 1 second. The screen jumped right when I was... Hold on, let me unmute you. Okay, I meant to unmute. I think I unmuted also the person that was on iPhone. Nope, here you are. So person on iPhone, do you know who you are?
Yeah. Oh, it's Renee, hi.
Hi, Renee.
That was kind of an accident on the hand raising because you were asking about who's used the colored wraps.
Oh, actually, wait, hold on. What I wanted right now, who wants to show the shrug wrap?
Yeah.
Let's we'll come back to the colored wraps. Don't everybody speak at once. Okay, Sandy, go for it.
Okay. So I took the 3-inch wrap and I took a baby diaper pin and fastened it because I don't have Velcro on here. And then I am going to cross it and then bring it to my back. I'll show you that again. So I made a figure eight, right, in front of me. And then I take the cross, put it up my shoulders, and put it on my back, and then let it... Hey, go down and then try and make it so it lies flat. Because you'll feel it. If it doesn't lay flat, it doesn't feel as good. And that's the shrug wrap. You can see it's not tight at all. I don't like this one even snug for me. And I put this on the other night because I do a lot lately at the computer. And I only kept it on for about 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes, maybe a little bit more. And it felt good while I was wearing it. But what I noticed the following day is that my body started sort of rewriting itself while I was driving in the car. Like I just was thinking about the wrap and what I was feeling, and I could feel my body go into these adjustments. And then I asked the cells across my back what they thought about the wrap, and they started talking about support. and started doing all this beautiful releasing. And I was having this conversation with the cells along my back, and that went into my lower back. And then I got all this other beautiful connection through my feet. So you never know what you're going to find when you use these things. And then when you start talking with your cells and having these delightful conversations instead of, which is kind of how I'm tight kind of conversations that one-sidedly have been having, right?
Well, and I have to say, for me, I was really sad to take it off my middle. And I prefer them a little snug. And I think we're all so different. Mm-hmm. We have to really see what works for us. I know that some people just like it practically laid on there and it's enough. And I like a little hold. I really like this color. Don't you all like this color? Mm-hmm. So who was speaking about the color? Renee, if you want to just give a brief, because color does make a big difference, actually.
Sure. Hi. The colors I found very interesting, because it's kind of interesting to watch what the choices people make as to what they would like to put on their body. And the way I've used it with the workshops where we're working with the horses and the riders, I had one woman who had a stroke about a year prior, so she was still having a lot of difficulty with proprioception and balance and operating her left side. So we had been wrapping her horse, but we decided to put the wraps on her. And the same situation, she had been using a cane. She set the cane down and proceeded to walk along almost completely level and square. And so the improvement was in both her and her horse. She was absolutely astounded. And there was probably about 15 people there. And I think it really, really amazed everyone. It was fun to watch.
So the color is so interesting. I really have paid a lot of attention to color for many, many years because of experience that I had with shifting my DNA. And one of the ways is to pay attention to the colors that we wear. And I'll bring this in. I'm going to bring it in the next, when we come back again in October, I'm going to talk about color and how that does affect us. But suffice to say, choose colors that make you feel good, first of all, and then observe what they are. I'd love to have I know we've got some really experienced rap people here. I would love to hear another rap story. Raise your hand as you share.
Linda, I would love to give a rap story if that's okay.
Okay.
Do you remember the boy that we did I wrote the case study on, Dylan? So he came to me when he was a year old, or he was brought to me when he was a year old, and he's one of the written case studies. And he had a severe form of encephalitis. And I think it came from a mosquito, they're not sure. And so when he was brought to me, he couldn't see, hear, or move. Nothing, no response. And eventually we started to do the work, getting him more going. And by the time he was 2 years old, he was crawling, but he really only crawled with one arm and one leg. So we used the body wraps. And we used the wraps, and I would put the wraps around the arm and the leg that didn't get incorporated into his self-image. And it made a huge difference. And I experimented at the time between all the different kinds of fabrics. So, and yes, they were decorative, very colorful, and it was perfect for a child, and it was glorious and joyful. And, you know, and I sewed little Velcro on it so I could, you know, hold it together just for him. And I want to tell you, a few months ago, I took pictures and posted it. His mom and him and his sister came up from Texas. They came to visit, and he just graduated high school. And he's working. He has a job, and he is this perfectly healthy young man. He's 18 years old and amazing. But these wraps really did an amazing thing for body image, working the whole self, incorporating back in.
Yep. And I think the more we begin to realize that and share those possibilities, the more we'll remember to use them. Because any of you who sit at the computer or are working when you get tired, just having that reminder on you makes such a difference. Did anybody else feel different when you took the wrap off from around the middle? My middle didn't want to lose the wrap. Anybody else feel that way than you? It was very grounding. It was really a wonderful feeling. Janice, have you worked with the wraps for yourself at all? Janice Ron? Be interesting in the next. This is homework for all of you. It would be really, really worthwhile trying. And Pam, Beats, I think it would be interesting. It's going to give you a different sense of possibilities.
And Cindy Lou, for your knee, have you used the wrap for your knee? Oops, let me unmute you.
No, I haven't. I was just thinking about that. I haven't. I was afraid it would unravel.
Your knee unravel?
No, yeah, the knee would unravel. No, the wrap would unravel. You know, because I sit, and then when I stand up is when it's so painful. And so if I had it on when I was sitting and then I stood up to get out of the van or something,
no, play with it. Play with it at home.
Yeah,
I would. At home.
I will.
Work with it at that first, and then you'll figure a way to do that.
Yeah.
I see Pam Beats. Can you unmute her?
I am scrolling. One sec, Pam. Unmute. There you are.
She's not been able to get her computer to allow her to speak.
Oh, dear. You can write.
But it says she's unmuted. Oh, but maybe not on her half hurts her computer.
Right.
You can. Okay.
You can write it as a note, Pam.
And you can write it in Facebook also.
She says I'm chatting. Okay. Chit-chat.
And I see Cindy in the meantime while she's writing. Cindy, would you like to unmute Cindy?
Cindy, hold on. There we go. Hi, Cindy.
Hi. I have some interesting to share with you while we're on the wraps, and I'll make this real quick. But Friday, I started a private duty case with a young man in his mid-20s with a traumatic brain injury. His father is a surgeon. His mother is a physical therapist. He's been to all of the really top-notch rehab places in the Southeast, and they've gotten him just so far, and he's home. And so I introduced her to T-Touch and have explained to her about the wraps and doing some stuff, but my first day was Friday. So I wanted to get a sense of everything and see where the mother was at with doing this. Because she said when he first was in ICU on a ventilator after the accident, it was a motor vehicle accident, that she had a friend that did Reiki who came in every day and did Reiki on him. And she said that the doctors and all were surprised that he was... He progressed faster than they thought he would, but he's gotten to a point where this is it. So I have a case study now. So it's going to be...
I didn't recognize you. I haven't seen you for 20 years.
I know. Well, I don't color my hair anymore. It's no more box color. I let it go gray.
Super. Yeah, would you just tell everybody what you do, please? Because we've worked together how many years? 30?
Yeah, 25, 30, something like that. I'm a registered nurse. Most of my career has been in ICU. I've done some emergency room, recovery room. I have had opportunities to use T-Touch on patients, and it's been just a wonderful journey. I really didn't keep any case histories. I had all of that with the horses, and I still work with a horse or two here and there that has issues. People, I still get my horse therapy in. But I'm real excited about this case because the mom and dad are on board with this. And he apparently has been at a stalemate now for a while, and they're not really seeing a whole lot of progress. So, yay, I'm so excited. I'm going to keep notes so next time we meet, I can give an update.
Perfect.
Can I say something to Cindy about that?
Right.
Because I worked in ICU for many years and specialized working with brain injury. And you know, truthfully, neurologically, there isn't such thing as a stalemate. You know that in your heart. Right. That plateau is a, you know, insurance company, the ones who label that. Plateauing is a beautiful thing because it's actually the place in which the nervous system is trying to integrate it and take time to really disseminate it to all the parts to make sense. So that's the time you work differently in a supportive way, right? So when they're in the growth and learning point, you're doing the challenging. And here, this is where RAPS is amazing.
Amazing. Yeah.
And then you ask him questions, if he can talk or make sense.
No, he can't.
Can he move his eyes? Can he sigh?
Well, tell me, what I'd like to do is talk to you on the phone at some point.
Okay.
And have a phone conversation.
Absolutely.
You know, this is all I can really say with the HIPAA laws in place. And plateau is a very, you know, that's the word that I was searching for. You know, they just didn't know. Now the family just didn't know which way to go and what to do. And, you know, so he's not making much progress right now like he was. But I need to talk to you. I could stand talking to Sandy, too.
Well, I'm also wondering, Cindy, if you have the full article that Robin Bernhard wrote.
No, I don't. I need.
Yeah, it would be. I'll make sure you get that.
Okay, great. Great.
Thank you so much. Anyone else with the RAPS? Any thinking that you're doing that might be useful? Sherry, Scott, what are you feeling in Hawaii?
Here we go, Sherry.
Yeah, well, I'm looking good for waking up at 6 a.m.
You are. I'm impressed.
This is really interesting. The wraps I got, one of them, the purple one, is a self, well, they're all self-sticking, apparently. So I just ruined it, putting it on my, this is what it looks like now.
I'm
putting it around my waist. So I'll have to go on the T-Touch site. You're selling them there, is that right?
No, unfortunately. The thing is, it takes so much trouble. We should have warned you because it looks on Amazon like it's what we'd want, but it's the kind of that sticky stuff. It only works one time. They're vet wraps for animals. It looks great. But so these that we have are regular ACE wraps. And
right.
And we had to color them. It's a hassle.
Yeah, I couldn't find those when I was shopping. I'm not, you know, I'm still not walking perfectly. So going to stores is difficult. So this was all found.
You won't find around. Well, it works.
Can I say something about that? The ordering information off of Amazon is in one of the emails that got sent out, and I'll make sure that you get it again.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But there is something.
I was just reading the article too, the part about PTSD and how to treat it with the wraps is really fascinating because my brother has such an issue with that. I'm going to see if I can get him to try this. We'll see.
That will be interesting to experiment. Yeah. Great. Thank you.
Thank you, darling.
Love you, darling.
Let's just give a few moments here and see if there's anything else, because any experience with wraps, and from Jeanette to everyone. Jeanette, are you my daughter? Is this my daughter? Say yes.
Yes.
Hi. Fantastic. What's your question? We could only see part of it.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, any experience with wraps and insomnia? Like, I'm just thinking, you know, to calm the brain or anxiety, just to, I don't know, just maybe to ground someone. I don't know, any experience with that? And I like the shoulder one too. I put it on, my shoulder was all tense. I was at a birth this morning and I'm like, oh, it feels good. Yeah, it's great.
Insomnia?
Yeah, Jeanette, the wraps that we're using, try the body wrap, the waist wrap, mm-hmm. and the head wrap, and play around and see what works for you. Many people have felt a lot of calming of all that brain stuff, as well as some combining with some heart hugs. You know, there may be some wraps down the legs that might be helpful also. You'll have to, I would encourage you, like, each night kind of play around until you find something that feels like, ah, yes, this is it.
Okay. Good.
I think it'd be really interesting to see that basic wrap that we had right here. That was such a core feeling. I talk about grounding was really wonderful. And I have to say that just sitting with this head wrap on, just, you know, it's just loose in the back, just tied once, wrapped around, was really interesting. And one of the things that we found, maybe Frances, you remember this, or some of you, I know you've been in classes where we did this, what happened there? We found that if we just took the end, like some people liked it, just brought around and brought down the front like this. And some liked it then taken back and then tied. And it's loose. It's not, there's no tightness here. And it doesn't slide down because I have it on my ears. I took this 3-inch wrap and folded it because I didn't want it so wide. And there's much that you can do with the head. It's very comforting. I just tied this behind. It's really nice. And just taking a little bit of time to play around with these and see what to do with them is really interesting.
So, Linda, Liza Weaver is asking a question about vertigo. Liza, do you want to ask that?
Sure. Hi. I'm wrapped up with my, all wrapped up. So, but we're all doing it. So it's cool. It's, you know, very fashionable. Linda, I have it's actually a friend of one of my sisters who's been having problems with vertigo. And she was reaching out wondering if I knew anything. And I'm just wondering about the ears, the work with the ears or the wrap. What would you, anything you would suggest along those lines?
First of all, one thing I want to say that I have not said yet, be very respectful of these wraps. Like as you're as you're playing with them and trying different things, if a person doesn't like something, take it off immediately, because it has much more power than you could imagine. It's not explainable, but it is so. For instance, I just said that I brought the wrap from behind and then tied it behind from my head, and I thought it felt good for like 1 minute, and then it didn't feel good at all. So if you don't like something, get rid of it. In terms of vertigo, I don't know with the wraps, but I do know that we have had some successes with very gentle, very careful ear work. Okay. And
Linda, bring your microphone back up to you. There we go.
I had the wrong side. Here, I was going to, there. And one of the things to experience is, and this is where you have to be like very gentle. Try the gentlest little circle and a tiny, tiny little lift and movement. The reason that I would say there could be hope in it, and that's all I can say is hope, because I only have a couple of cases where people have come to me after trying this and found that it really works. So, you know, I can't say that it can't hurt, because you don't want to do something that is disturbing. So in this case, be extremely gentle and just do a little bit and wait. And this is where I would like to teach you the kinesiology, because for that, I would ask the body using kinesiology what could be helpful.
Good.
Yep. Can we do that right now? Do I have time in a couple of minutes to teach it? Oh no, we don't. I'll do it in the next section.
Okay.
Because it's time for a break. So
thank you, Linda.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Very helpful. Hard hug.
Keep records.
Okay. Thank you.
And one of the things I want to say to all of you in the journaling, when something doesn't work or doesn't feel good, it's important to write that also. Because it's, you know, there's a tendency just to say what works, and that's, but it's also really important to say something that doesn't work. And let's bring our information together, because that's what we've been doing for so many years, is collecting these these series and these case studies. Thank you. So we're due for, what do we need for a break?
So let's come back at 5 after. That'll give us about a 7-minute break. And we will pick up with the body kinesiology. Yay.
All right. Great.